Why do you want a relationship so bad? What is so bad about being alone? I get it. I get it. Maybe you see your friends, everyone on your campus, at your school, holding hands, giving each other forehead kisses or whatever, and you're thinking, man, me and who? But why can't that just be you? Like, why can't you just give yourself the same love that somebody else would give to you? Aren't you worthy of that? Maybe you feel that that's not the case and that a relationship is really what you want. You want to prove yourself to somebody else. You want to prove that you can do it. But why do you need to prove that? I think we do not ask the question enough, why do you want it? And this causes us to get in some bad situations. It did for me. I loved the optics of being in a relationship in theory. I loved the idea that somebody could give me attention, somebody could love me, even though I didn't even know what love meant. That, you know, somebody who was good looking and who seemed nice was in my life and could share a $60 Chili's date with me. But when I actually realized that all of those reasons weren't conducive of like how I viewed myself, and actually like I didn't really like who I was, and I was trying to cope by seeking attention in other people, I realized that the reason I wanted a relationship was not a good one. It wasn't. And it all kind of depends on what you believe a relationship should be. I think it should be an addition to your life. I don't think your soul existence is spent just being in a relationship all the time. No, in fact, I believe it's important that you learn about yourself in your lifetime and that you figure out the things that you like. And having a relationship is like the icing on the cake. It's like awesome. I did that and more. Because every time I've been in something that was devoid of anything real, man, it brought me back to this question, like, why do I want this? And it's such a weird feeling when you have spent like 3-4 months with a person and you wake up one day and you just like look at yourself and you're like, I don't know. You look at them and you're also like, I don't know if I like them. It's a really weird feeling. And I think it stems from a lack of honesty. I do think that having these kind of desires of like wanting somebody and wanting to be in a relationship while you're young, it's completely normal. And I don't think you should let anyone guilt you into thinking that, oh, you know, me having these thoughts is bad. Like I can't be thinking about being in a loving relationship or finding somebody or, you know, no, I gotta lock in. I can't be talking to any boys, girls, partners. No, none of it. Why? Why? If you are genuine and you're like, I want this because I think this would be cool. I'd love to show myself in a relationship. I'd love to show up for a partner. Like, who cares? And maybe you're in a season right now that you need to focus on yourself. And when you ask yourself, why do I want this? The answer isn't, you know, because I accept myself, I love myself, and I want to give that love to somebody else. It's, I feel insecure about my path right now and my career and just like what I'm up to and how I view myself. And this would honestly like take a little bit of that pressure off of me right now. If that's the case, a relationship is not going to solve that. A lot of the times we think that relationships will just like magically solve our problems, when in reality, like they can help, they can give us support. But if we aren't cognizant of the fact that we need to do the work, then it's like, it ain't gonna do anything. It won't. It'll just be a relationship, and you can find, you know, a lot of happiness in that and solace. But like, if you're not happy yourself, good luck. Good luck. And oftentimes, that seeps into the relationship later on. That's how you build resentment. That's how people, you know, grow apart. It's because one of them maybe is growing while the other has stopped. or hasn't even allowed themselves to begin that journey, stop trying to use things to patch up the insecurities within you. You got to patch them up with evidence of something else. You got to find the things that show the insecurity flat out, like, you're wrong. You're wrong. I'm unlovable. But that's not true. An unlovable person, they wouldn't even start the day. They wouldn't even get out of bed. They wouldn't even, you know, make themselves some breakfast, take a shower, brush their teeth. And hey, maybe today's your off day and you've done none of those things and you're chilling and, you know, scrolling in bed. And that's awesome. I wish I could be doing that. You know, that sounds sick. And that's fine too. At least you're doing something. Even if you're sleeping. A lovable person would recognize that they need rest. They need to sleep. And it's chill. It's cool. But I'm not being productive in my sleep. I should be reading an audiobook while I sleep. What? No, sleep. Relax. It's fine. It's chill. Why do you want to take a nap? Because you're tired. Okay, take a nap. It's cool. And maybe right now your focus should be on figuring out how you can be better for yourself. And maybe that's something as simple as, like, when you go to bed, brushing your teeth. Because I'll be forgetting. I'm just going to keep it a buck. And, like, I know I have to do it. And I've gotten in a good habit of doing it now, even when I'm like, no. I used to have this rule where I'm like, oh, if it's, like, past 3 a.m., it's like, I'm going to wake up at 8 a.m. so, like, I don't have to brush them. No, brush them, bro. You have one set of teeth, okay? Brush them. Or else you're going to get those veneers that, like, are porcelain and you have to, like, eat things sideways. Have you heard of that? What? Low-key, those veneers look crazy, though. Like, I might have to tap in. I'm not tapping into veneers. Heck no. But yeah. Why do you want it? Why do you want it? Do you want it for yourself? Or do you want it for other people? And why is this so important? We don't ask it enough. And maybe you just want it. That's cool too. That's more than fine. But just make sure it's coming from a place that's going to build you up and not that's just going to distract you and keep you, you know, looking away from the real problem. Because that... That only works for so long, Zerky Show. That only works for so long. Did you know that the Zerky Show is everywhere you go? What? You can watch it, you can scroll it, you can stream it. The choice is yours. It's the Zerky Show everywhere you go, all over the globe. So if you want to tap in, tap in. You've got mail. From who? The Zerky Show. We are looking for people to send letters, questions, whatever is on your beautiful mind to this P.O. Box for a chance to be featured in an upcoming show we're working on called Mail Time with Zerky. If this interests you, this is how to direct your package, your letter, whatever you choose to send. I cannot wait to see what your beautiful mind comes up with. So if you want to tap in, tap in. Do the things that bring you joy. Try cooking something new for yourself. Today I cooked ground turkey and red cabbage. I mixed it up with some onions. It was pretty good, bro. I'm not even going to lie. I haven't had cabbage in years, even though I'm a Polak. I have not had it in so long. So it was really, really good to have some cabbage. And other than that, if you're trying something new, you need someone to believe in you. I believe in you. That's a reason to get started on it. Zerky Show, I trust you. And also, I am sending you lots of love and peace.